This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, what is it that you do, and I'm not being funny or sarcastic or whatever, I really mean it as a legitimate question, what do you do every day? I was writing down recently some things that most people do every day. The first one that came to mind is eat. I think most people, it would be safe to say, there may be a few exceptions, but most people eat every day. Do you remember that diet where you ate everything you wanted for 5 days, and then for 2 days you restricted yourself to 1,000 calories? I quit after day five. I just couldn't. It wasn't helping me at all. It just wasn't working. So I quit. But we eat every day. Most people do. We talk to people every day. We groom every day to get ready. Some of you spend more time than others prepping and getting ready for the day. We feed a dog every day. We walk a dog every day. We email every day. We Facebook every day. And there are a number of activities that we do every day. And yet today, I want to talk to you about something the Word of God says I'm to do every day. And most people in this room, and I'm including myself, don't do. Where David in Psalm 145 says, every day I praise God for what he's done. Every day of my life I praise God for what he's done. What would happen in your life? What would happen in your marriage? What would happen in your family if you took the admonitions we're going to read today about praising God every day? What difference would it make in those areas of your life? We're going through 7 prayers that can change your life. Most of them have been from Psalms. Today we're in Psalm 145. And at the end of the message, I do this every week, I'm going to suggest to you how you can pray it. But we're going to read selected verses from Psalm 145, beginning at verse 1. David is the writer. It's called a psalm of praise in my Bible. I will exalt you, my God, the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day, underline that, every day, I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. And I love this verse. We're going to talk about it. One generation will commend your works to another. One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts. And then verse 8, the most quoted verse in the Old Testament. This verse is repeated over and over from the book of Exodus all the way to the end of the Old Testament. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. I want you to hear it again since it's the most quoted verse in the Old Testament. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. Verse 13, your kingdom, speaking of kingdom, your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving toward all he has made. The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and loving toward all he made. And then we close with verse 18. The Lord is near to all who call on him. You need to hear that today. The Lord is near to all who what? Who do the right thing? No, who call on him. The Lord is near to all those who keep all the rules? No, the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. Well, so begins our second to the last message in our series called 7 Prayers That Can Change Your Life. This is from Psalm 145 that talks about praising God every day of our life. That's not just a suggestion. I believe it's a command from the Lord. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.